Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verse 9. Two are better than one. In Ecclesiastes, Solomon is seeking meaning, significance, connection with all the things under the sun, that solar star that daily races across our sky. He considers athletic prowess, possessions, popularity, power. And yet, in every one of them, he finds that in life under the sun, they keep coming up empty. In our text, he turns his attention to two are better than one. Surely, this must provide some significance. A springing relationship makes it seem like the flowers are blooming, birds are singing. And Solomon begins to sing of the comfort, the contentment, the companionship that may be found there. But he has hardly begun to sing of it when he gags on the bitter taste of failed relationships. Not just his own, but the endless stream of grieving faces that come before his throne begging for deliverance from the misery and the oppression of various twosomes. So our text is really a question. Are two better than one? If life is merely under this earth's sun with no God, then, as the world often says, we're nothing but animals. So two is better than one would have to be evaluated then in that light. So consider the black widow spider. Female is the deadliest hunter. Though blind, she knows every inch of her web. When the male comes to court her, he strums the web in a regular rhythm and soothing music. But if he falters once in that soothing music, strikes one irregular beat, she adds him to her pantry of stored delicacies. And that is life under earth's sun, and not just with black widows. That's a twofold cord that holds only as long as you can pacify the other's feelings, play their tune. One missed note, and it brings forth the nagging, demanding, needling of bitter oppression. And there is no comfort. Or consider sea lions. They are a study in aggressive domination. With brutal competition, they seize their own territories on rocky beaches, and when the females arrive, they will do anything to prove their devotion, their passion and commitment. And yet, as soon as the mating is over, they demonstrate that their only real passion is to keep their own territory. Let anyone cross it, and they defend it so vigorously that they often crush their own mates and children in their rage. That's life under earth's sun. And not just with sea lions. That's a twofold cord that never finds contentment, but only rages with ambition and envy and futility. Or consider the pied hornbill. This guy finds a hollow in a tree, not to build a nest, to drive his mate inside and seal her in there with mud. He doesn't let her out until the young are ready to leave. That's life under Earth's sun, and not just with hornbills. That's a twofold cord of absolute loneliness, devoid of companionship. But what about it? How often have we acted like such animals? Even with twosomes, everything finally comes up empty with life under Earth's sun. Solomon weaves the tapestry of life under Earth's sun as black as night. Until suddenly he weaves in a breathtakingly brilliant cord. Verse 12. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. Man quips, three's a crowd. And yet Solomon sees that the only thing that drives away the mist of futility and gives significance to our life under Earth's sun is life under the sun who came from heaven, Jesus Christ. Whether it's friendship, partnership, courtship, or marriage. When each person in a twosome finds themselves bound first to Christ, Solomon declares that threefold cord binds them from Christ with a comfort, a contentment, a companionship that they can then share with one another. A threefold cord that binds them in a way that nothing under Earth's sun can. Our Lord did not set before us the example of the black widow. Striking the moment I'm not pacified with what I want. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him, didn't love him. And yet he accepted the striking that we deserved in order that he might give you that eternal comfort. Your sins are forgiven. He has not set before us the example of sea lions. Jesus gave up his glorious territory in heaven. He abandoned all earthly glory in order to give you the love that provides eternal security. Nor does he set before us the example of hornbills. He demonstrates how much he wants to spend time with you. The closest twosome may find only grief in life under this earth's sun. But here is the threefold cord that lifts us above its failures, binding us to Christ so that we find significance in Him that gives eternal comfort, that gives contentment and companionship in His love to share with one another. Yes, with this threefold cord, two is better than one. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 412, stanzas 1 and 3.